Hello and welcome to episode 29 of Pod Z CCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
This is Ricky.
Oh man, you guys remember him from last episode. World qualifier, future champ, Rick Ketchum. Ricky.
Well, don't say that. knock on the wood.
You don't want to jinx you or anything.
No, that's a lot of pressure.
NorCal qualifier with Red Enraged Roshi dominated the scene up in Vacaville. No one thought it could be done, but there was one believer in Red Roshi. Everyone was like, Red Roshi.
Well, the thing is, going into the tournament, Rick played this at a few tournaments, and no one expected or knew how good it was. And I was like, you guys are underestimating this deck. If it gets set up in like two turns, which it usually does, it's over.
Remember that match against Doug? Perdomo
at the World Qualifier? I mean, at the NorCal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the top Rick had match. Like 80 setups out.
Yeah, I was watching Sam's top 8 match, and Brandon goes, dude, you should go see Rick's board. And I went over there and I was like, oh, wow.
I actually remember that. I was like, what happened? What does he see?
Yeah. I just saw the whole setup, everything, and Perdomo, I think if he would have gotten rid of your 420 blaze, as you call them, the red blazes, he might have won, because that's how you kept yourself alive.
Oh, yeah. His last hand, I think that was the black cooler, correct? Yep. Yeah, his last hand was all about trying to mill me for death, since I only had a couple cards left.
Yeah.
But he didn't get rid... He didn't have a way to get rid of my blazes. So yeah. He'd mill two, and I'd be like, I heal two.
Yeah.
Mill two, I heal two. And I rank up. Get rid of your last mill.
Yeah. That was so cool. I think I lost to that guy last year, first round in NorCal, with his black Krillin. So that was nice to see him lose out of top 8.
I played against him in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I destroyed him.
What was he playing?
Black Cooler.
Oh.
Well, he didn't have chin kicks. So when I was playing, he was like, yeah, I got to add chin kicks in this deck. So I'm sure he did. But Doug is a really good player, but those are the breaks, I guess.
Couldn't get past the Red Roshi setup.
Yeah, see, people always try to go full aggro against the hand. Like, sometimes you just need to enter on it with one or two attacks. Like, the deck will stop him. But it'll stop me from playing two or three setups during the pat, you know. I'll draw two or three setups a turn, even on the defense, and it'll stop me from getting revved up. But, I mean, I was revved up to the max. I had all the drills out. I had almost every setup, and I just had the last ball in my hand, and I was like, I'm just going to wait until you pass. I have four cards left, and,
and you're it's my turn. You were sitting there forever like, what are you going to do? And he just looked through everything, and he couldn't do anything to stop it.
Yeah.
And he knew you had that last ball in your hand, and I think he – didn't he stare down? And he could have got rid of it, if I'm not mistaken.
No. His hand was Corruption.
Uh-huh.
No, what was it? He might have stared down. I don't remember.
I thought he stared down and he looked at and he saw the ball. I was like, why didn't he grab the ball and put it at the bottom? But I was like, oh, well.
Yeah, he could have removed it if he'd done that.
Yeah.
But oh, and plus he healed me every time he searching techniqued because Roshi level 1.
Yeah.
I was like,
Yeah. And I think in Swiss, did you go undefeated or did you lose once?
I lost to Brawley. The same Brawley.
So oh,
Logan,
yeah.
The guy who won.
Logan, yeah.
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 Woof. I was lucky. I went six rounds without looking at a Brawley.
Yeah.
Because that was, I was like, I'm going to take this deck that's super weak against Brawley into this tournament where everybody's probably playing Brawley. But I'm hoping everybody's playing the counter to Brawley.
Yeah.
So that I could just scoot in. And that's what happened.
Yep.
I faced Brawley, the same Brawley in top, or in the last round, lost. So I was 6-1. And then I fought a rampaging in top 8, and it was woof. I was lucky to get under that. He didn't know what to do. He literally said, yeah. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I was like, all right. And I lost the last round because I was like, I'm not going to win this anyways. He's going to hit me for like 20 in each action. And I was like, I'm just going to have fun with this.
I took my Blue Ginyu deck, and I was so prepared against Brawley because I played that deck. That was the most matchups I played against Brawley. I probably played him like 20 times that week. And I was so prepared, and my first match was against a Brawly. And I was so excited. It was Robert Moon's girlfriend. I think her name is Amber. And I went in, and I'm hoping I put a surprise attack for Eraser Cannons and Tugs. So I drew a surprise attack. I used surprise attack as my opening move. And I looked through her deck, and I couldn't find any. I was like, oh, she's got two in her hand.
Two
Eraser Cannons. I'm like, all right. So I get the Face Crushers, and then she didn't run Eraser Cannon, apparently. So I took that matchup.
That's a scrub card anyways. Yeah. Scrubs play that.
Yeah, people who are afraid of Ginyu plays that. Mm-hmm. And I don't think too many people took my advice when I said, don't run Tugs.
Oh, man.
There were Tugs everywhere.
It was so much ally hate. And there was only, what, like three ally decks? Four ally decks?
Something like two Ginyus and then I think two Gohans.
Well, you can blame Gohan for that. That's all his fault.
It is Gohan's fault.
For that level one coming out and the ally him coming, you know, the restored or whatever. Because they're like, oh, the restored can't get back ally, so if we run Tug, then he's just SOL.
Yeah.
And so that's what everybody did, and unfortunately the Ginyu was shot in the process.
I mean, I still went 4-3, which was better than I expected with all the Brawlies and stuff, but I only fought one Brawly, and the rest were I went against Amir again in the second round against his Blue Yamcha and lost to that. It was close though, but it was fun. After every round, Rick was like, I want it. And I'm like, dude, you're going to Worlds.
Yeah,
no one was prepared for that Red Roshi.
I got the first round curse.
Oh, against Jordan?
Whoever goes against Jordan, first round is not making a top cut. Because Jordan will beat you, and then he'll just
scrub out.
And there goes your tiebreakers. So,
yeah, that's pretty funny. It's like if a Bartholomew plays a Jordan, Jordan's going to beat you, but then his curse is he's scrubbing out
and then taking you with him.
Yeah. And then Sam made top cut, which was cool, with his Black Cooler. Logan was a trooper with his Saiyan Brawly. I think he went 3-3-1 again. So that was fun. Were there any other matches that stood out for you? I know after that first round loss, you were pretty much defeated.
You know what? There was an orange deck. There's one orange card that I'm afraid of.
Oh, yeah.
Orange Driving Drill.
Yeah, because we can't get rid of that card with our deck. Well, with the deck we ran in.
Writing that down.
So check this out. He gets it out first combat against me. It's Alex from Fresno or from Reading? Reading? Alex from Reading. He's playing Orange 19 Adept. And he gets out Orange Driving Drill, and I'm like, oh. I end up winning that game. He ran the Fierce Kicks that destroyed allies. He had so much ally hate, and I was proud of myself for being stuck on Ginyu level 1 with no other actions.
You can still block with Goldo.
I could block with Goldo if he was ever on board. But he said that I played that match perfectly, so I was proud of that. Namekian Gohan I played against, and he out-confrontationed me. He had a confrontation like every hand. It was crazy. And then after I lost to Blake Barton, he was playing Black Cooler with the Ally Hate package, and he chin kicked me three combats in a row. One combat I was able to blinding out of, which was cool, but I just couldn't handle the three chin kicks in a row. After that, I dropped to play in the winner box. So
yeah, and I forgot to mention, Rick did play that whole tournament with a migraine.
Oh, man, that was the best part. Round two, it was me versus, I believe, Kelly Cartwright?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then, like, about 10 minutes into the match, like, I just, like, see him split, and I'm like, oh, crap. Like, because before I was, like, hungry, and then I ate, and I was like, oh, that's fine, and then boom, I was like, oh, shit.
Was it Big Lots Cashews?
Yeah, the Big Lots Cashews. I piled through the grossness of, like, the first, like, layer, and I was like, okay, good. This is edible now.
And then you get the migraine.
And then the migraine pops up.
Yeah, round two migraine, but ended up going through. So that's like your weighted clothing. You could go to Worlds with no migraine and just be a easy peasy, huh?
You could see, like, from when I had the migraine at the start of round 16, it's because I had Buddy go and get me a bunch of, like, you know, ibuprofen or whatever, and I just popped them, and I was like, ugh. And then, like, about halfway through that match, the ibuprofen kicked in, and I was like, nope, in. And, like, my I went from, like, just being quiet, whatever, to being me.
Yeah.
And so, like, in the top eight match, I was singing to my opponent.
Yeah.
And, like, it was just weird.
Yeah. But that's when you play your best, is when yourself, and when you got your little comedy routine down. It's just so fun to watch.
Yeah. Every time I said 420 Blaze, somebody was like, what? No, it's Red Blaze.
Yeah.
It's Blazing Anger. Just make it Blazing Anger. Just make it a thing again. I miss this card.
Yep.
Oh, it was so good. The picture of Piccolo charging up.
Oh. Yeah, from Saiyan Saga, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of Saiyan Saga, didn't you have a funny run-in at McDonald's yesterday?
What?
Okay. Well, I guess Brandon's trying to segue into a story.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. So, I was sitting at McDonald's yesterday eating lunch, and next to me there are these three old this old couple and an old guy just eating lunch together on the booth next to me, and I didn't really hear what they were saying until I heard one of them yell out. I wasn't paying attention.
What were you doing, playing Pokemon?
Yeah, I was doing the Pokestop on Go and just going back and forth through Reddit and Pokemon, and all of a sudden I heard, well, we all know that you are cooking meth in that rental house. And I faltered a little bit and looked over and then looked back real quick because I saw the wife look at me. And I
how old were they about?
Like 70.
Was it in here? Did you come to Yuba City real fast? No. Or lunch?
It was up in Ritzy Placer County where I work. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, dude's cooking meth. I was like, whatever. He's probably just talking trash. And then so
old guy's talking trash at McDonald's about meth.
So the guy who was accused of it, he goes, you know what? This is bullshit. I'm out of here. Don't you ever say that again. And he runs out like full speed. And I was just like, okay, whatever. He's gone. And then all of a sudden I see him come running back in, like full speed, and I'm like, oh great, he's got a gun, and I'm gonna have to tackle him or what. And he goes, don't you ever motherfucking say that again. I will kill you. And then he runs out again. And I was like, okay, so we know obviously he's cooking meth. And the wife leans into the husband and goes, you don't know that. You shouldn't have said that. I was like, really? I just left. I couldn't handle that place anymore. That was pretty funny.
What'd you get from McDonald's?
I got the 2 for $2.50, a small fry and a McDouble.
Did you get pickles on your McDouble?
No. Why is that relevant to the podcast?
Because I went to a restaurant called Chick-fil-A a few weeks ago,
uh-huh.
And they put pickles on their chicken sandwiches.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
And I've never had that before. Like, I like pickles, but it was weird with the chicken sandwich with pickles on it.
Yeah.
Well, if they used ranch, I mean, it's fine, you know. But, you know, it's that weird taste combination.
Yeah. So I was just kind of... And I think KFC is doing it, too. I drove by and there was a sticker of, like, a sandwich with pickles on it.
The po' boy over at Popeye's, that's mm-hmm. what it is. It's just three chicken strips with a couple pickles on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the po' boy is really good. Of course. Yeah. I don't like pickles. I always get it with no pickles, but they always leave them on there because they don't care.
They don't care.
About customer service. So, yeah, I will just give them pickles.
Even though you say no pickles?
Yep. But,
give you extra pickles.
Yeah, they will. Popeye's is like that. This Grand Prix is going on today, too. The Dragon Ball.
Did you see the first round? No, you were driving to get down here. First round, it was Saint Turles versus Blue Resolute Goku. I think it was the Walters?
Yeah.
It was Joey, yeah, yeah. And the first thing that the Turles does is get clenched and then hits him for 24.
Yeah.
With
Rampage.
Yeah. It's just, woof. Then he headbutts him for another 28, and I was like, oh, God.
I was taking a shower and Jordan comes running in. Dad, guess what Joey Walter's running at the Grand Prix? I was like, what? Like, I don't care. He's like, Saiyan Rampage Turles. It's so good. I was like, oh, okay. Probably won't last long, but...
Well, the guy didn't draw any blocks.
Yeah.
So, how long... Whenever your opponent doesn't draw any blocks and draws into... I think the hand where he got hit for, like, 30 or something was visiting... that new blue drill that says lower your opponent in anger one and like another non-combat. And it was just like, oh, how did you do that with wow. when you draw extra card, like two extra cards a turn? How do you still draw into that?
Yeah, if you're playing Goku Resolute, you gotta cut back on the setups. Especially a drill that lowers anger, what's that doing in your deck?
Was it in his deck?
He drew it, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was probably for the biting combo, because you can start to do a free mill every turn.
That's true.
So, that's what I do in mine.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on the new set? What personalities are you looking at?
The new set's interesting. I feel every, but Tao and Hercule are probably on the level as the Vengeance personalities.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem very good and are in a nice niche that they all fit into.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Gohan is just... probably, like, the most stable personality ever.
Yeah.
Like, everything you play styled, okay, that works in pretty much every deck.
Mm-hmm.
His level one just kills allies, so, you know, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
He'll kill your own allies to rank up if you want.
Yeah.
Trunks is just a beast. He just says, nah, I'm level four, it's whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine. Goku is just, I'm going to draw a bunch of cards, and hopefully it's the right cards.
Yeah.
Vegeta, I haven't had any time to playtest with him, but he just seems so good, because there's so many freestyle cards. I think somebody did a list, and it was a 56 total that you could play in a deck.
Wow.
Yeah, including like restrictions, you know, like blinding is only two, and all that kind of stuff. But include battle pausing, so who knows.
Dev blows.
Six dev blows.
Yeah, six dev blows.
Cell, I see why people enjoy him, but I think he's too much of a gimmick personality. Like, I wish they would have done a rehash on his of his stuff from Perfection,
mm-hmm.
because his Perfection was very, I can play it in any style, and this is just, nah, you gotta play me in Namekian, or you gotta play me in Blue Tag
mm-hmm.
to get all these allies and do all the stuff that I want to do.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? The other Cell Jr. I see why people like him, but I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. Cell Jr.
Yeah. Yeah, I get all my Cell Jr.'s. I'm like, okay, I still, you know, punched you for like 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't had a chance to get any of the new set yet, but I really want to playtest Blue Vegeta, Dominance, of course.
Resolute Vegeta?
Yeah.
Okay. So you get the level 2, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe have Briefs ally, too, just as a little extra draw, but...
See, I can see that as a better, as a just a pure tag, because mm-hmm. you can camp level 1 with the +2 modifier,
mm-hmm.
and just have Briefs draw an extra card every turn, and it's just hard for them to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And he just comes back every turn.
And yet,
you're playing 3 overpowerings, you know.
Yeah.
So...
and you have access to all the good freestyle cards, like Crushing Beam and... Dev Blow for you Midwesters.
And even his old suite is good.
Yeah.
For Galagun now is like the craziest.
Yeah.
The Destruction Blast is still very good, and the Final Flash is just, boom.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a non-style restriction.
Yeah.
Boom. Take that.
Yep.
No, Vegeta's going to be a good one if people can figure out his niche. But... kind of early for that, so I'm hoping that, you know, I don't face him too much, because that's one of the ones I'm afraid of.
Yeah.
Like, I built a Resolute Goku to test against, and it was fine. I mean, people forget that you're drawing cards, and every time you draw a card, that's a mill to yourself.
Mm.
And I figured that out when I used to play Blue Turles.
Right.
Or not Blue Turles, Blue Raditz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you're just milling yourself, eventually. So, like, when you get down to the nitty-gritty, like, you have 10 cards left, you're like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shouldn't draw 2 extra cards. He's going to hit me for the Unstoppable for 7, and then, you know, but...
I think the extra draw card was good in Scorzi because you had a bigger life deck.
Correct.
And like I played against this Blue Godku deck at Vacaville at the regional, and he just kept burning himself out. He had no ally hate except for Betrayal, so I rolled over him. And I was just like, dude, you're just milling yourself. And he'd like destroy a card. Like he would destroy a Betrayal and draw like a dead card. So it's like, if you're going to play, if you want to play that, Raditz is the way to go because you at least get to choose the card. But.
And it's an attack.
Yeah. For one life card. And it raises your anger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Raditz is so good.
Raditz is very underused, I think, because he, that level one is just so, and his level three, discard a random card when you enter combat, that's really good too.
All those levels are really good. That level two, where whenever you play a card during combat, you gain an anger and they mill one. You know, you can't really beat that. That's just a gain. Level four is where kind of meh, because it doesn't have a way to MPVV real fast, but it does allow you to do the loop. Or, you know, Menace Loop, so if you want to do that, or a bunch of other loops I'm sure that are out right now that we just haven't seen yet.
Yeah. But I'm hoping that the meta kind of shifts from a physical to more of a balance between physical and energy with these new personalities, but I don't know until later today what we see.
I'm mostly afraid that we're still going to see Brawly and Cooler. Like, people are going to be like, you know, the new guys are great, but I haven't really playtested them, but I know Brawly and I know Cooler, and we're not going to switch.
Yeah.
Which sounds weird when you have a personality that all his powers is just draw. Yeah. And another personality that all his powers are just do more damage. Mm-hmm. So.
But I think what really made those personalities stronger than norm is the set one masteries.
That's a good point.
So with those, I mean, if you're playing Brawly, you have to play the new one or with Rampage. And then with Cooler, you have to play basically the, I don't know, what would be better, the new one or the old one for...
Black?
Yeah.
Conflict, because it does a crit on four.
Yeah, so you would have to play Conflict with that, and...
And plus, they have those cards that attach in...
And do the old mastery.
Yeah. Blue didn't get that, did they?
Their attach is a lower and extra anger, which is very good, and it's a physical four life card, so five in the new deck.
And but, they have a setup that attaches, too.
Yeah,
When your opponent changes levels, banish it to draw a card.
Yeah.
So
I think it's both of you draw a card. I think it's both of you draw a card.
Okay, that's not that good then.
Because Blue got a lot of weird double draw this set. You draw a card, your opponent draws a card. That's a rare. I don't know why it's a rare, but it's a rare in this set.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your hotel figured out for...
Yep.
You have a roommate?
No, I just decided to go myself. I was like,
go commando.
Yeah.
Go rogue.
I don't know if I could stand a roommate.
Especially if it's Kelly Cartwright. Yeah. But, it's fun. I think it's at the same hotel, right? And the hotel there is nice, and you get a lounge and everything.
Well, I'm not going to that hotel. I'm going to a hotel like 2 miles away.
Oh, okay.
Because it was like 60 a night. I was like, yeah, I'll do that.
There you go.
Instead of like 120.
Yeah.
I have to get a shuttle every day, but I can figure that out.
Yeah.
I'll walk. It's 2 miles.
Uber.
Yeah. Uber.
When do you get in? Friday or Friday night?
Friday about 5 or 6.
Okay.
And then I'm leaving on Monday at like 6 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a 2-day regional if you top.
Yeah. And so I'm like, I hope I get that 5-1.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know if you remember, but when we went last year, we left Sunday at 7 p.m., right?
No.
That was our flight?
Oh, yeah.
So we were at the airport from like 10 a.m. through 7 p.m.
It sucked.
It was horrible. Because we didn't want to basically have to go somewhere and then figure out how to get to the hotel from where we were. And so we just took the shuttle straight
to the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost got the Hyatt or whatever it's called. But I looked at it, I was like, that's an extra like $60 a night. I'm not going to, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Still haven't got my prize money, you know. Best if they paid money. Me my prize money, I would have done it. But, you know.
Yep. So that's cool. When you get your prize money, that'll go all to your pocket, not towards the trip.
Yeah.
You didn't get your
that's what he just said.
Yeah. Kelly's saying he didn't get his yet either from San Gabriel. So, you know, that was a month ago.
Yeah, Jordan and Sam still haven't got theirs either.
Mm-hmm. No, they're like, no, they're little kids. We don't need to pay them.
Yeah.
How much do they get each?
50.
That's cool.
And he gets another 50 now, right? From his top 8?
Maybe. Yeah. That's cool.
I think. Maybe I was reading the Worlds one. Because the Worlds is like 7,000, 2,000, like $5. Yeah. It's like, what? Could have probably evened that out, you know, maybe took down the number one to 5,000 and gave a bit more to the top 16 or whatever, but, you know, that's up to you guys, I guess.
There's a Super Series going on today at Vacaville Forgotten Path Games. You hear about that?
Yeah, I was thinking about going, and I was like, I don't want to, you know, get burnt out on the game before going, because I'm going to have to play it. Ton of games.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going. I have to go home and build my deck. I'm going. If I do go, it's going to be blue physical. Can you?
Nice.
Yeah, so change it up. I think the meta is shifting back to energy, so we'll see. We'll see if...
I actually think the meta is shifting back into mid-range. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, if you play a mix of energies and physicals, once again, you know, since that one, you know, it's going to be good again, because... People usually, like, keep blocks, you know. Against certain decks like Turles, you're like, oh, I'll keep all my few blocks. It's whatever. But against, like, you know, the new Gohan, you don't know what he's going to toss against you. Yeah. Because he just, everything's styled. He doesn't care as long as he hits you.
What do you think, Black Krillin is going to see play now with the Conflict Mastery? I thought that would be a given with the disc being able to auto-crit now. I mean, like it used to.
Yeah.
So...
I don't see why he would go away. He still has a PR3. The new master gives him 6 stages out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't see him going away, but I doubt people will play him because it's too comfortable, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because no matter how you build a deck, certain personalities and mastering combinations, you know what to expect. You know how to counter it. Well, usually you know how to counter it, and they're usually all the same. So, you know, oh, I'm just going to take a disc. It's fine. I'll take the 4 or 5 and just be done with it. And I'll make sure I do all of this to make sure you can't do anything else. Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like the new mastery. Because with the old, when I used to play old Blue Ginyu, I would stage lock Krillin and they wouldn't be able to do anything. But now they can just get 6 stages out of nowhere.
Well, that's also dangerous, because a lot of styles go, if you gain stages, we do something dumb. Mm. Like, oh, you gain 6 stages? Unstoppable physical for, like, 10. Nice, thank you for gaining stages. Or you gain 6 stages? Mill 5.
Yeah.
I think that's all saying, actually.
Yeah, saying.
But yeah, there's a lot of traps on that, too. So it's kind of risky to play black at all, because of those things.
And you know they're ditching a card. You don't have to ditch one of your cards.
Right.
Correct. So they're ditching a card just to gain stages. And another action, you could hit them and probably lower them again.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like if the mastery was discard a styled card, gain 3 stages, and your opponent skips.
Yeah.
That would be fine.
Yep.
Because it gives you an action. But this, like, I like Conflict Mastery, but it just kind of doesn't seem as thought out as, you know, Resolute.
Yeah.
Which is... far and above the mat, one of the best masteries in the game at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of the +1 damage modifier and then the draw card.
Yeah.
I don't even care that it prevents 4/4. Who cares?
Yeah.
It's draw a card.
Yeah.
And, you know, with guard, it's draw 2 cards now. Why? I thought you fixed this in the first set? No. No. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
Mistakes were made. We're just going to, you know, be done with it.
Really, to let you draw 2.
Wait, they changed guard to now being able to draw 2 again?
Because the mastery doesn't stop. Was like, okay, Piccolo, stop. You know, the old blue style mastery was period. If you did, or gain an anger. Man. It's just discard a card, draw a card, prevent 4/4.
So it doesn't check the discard pile.
It does not.
Okay.
It just goes straight up, meh. Just draw 2 cards.
And then there's that, I took this out of my deck, but I really like it, the blue overcharge. Where you prevent 3/3 and then draw a card.
Yeah.
I love that card, but I ended up cutting it last minute.
A lot of cards from set 5 became good in blue all of a sudden. Like, there's a energy that did 3/3, look at the top 3 of your deck, cost 3.
Uh-huh.
And that's fine now. You know, back a set ago, it was terrible. But that's perfectly fine now, since you're not blind drawing
yeah.
the top card of your deck now. And, Yeah, and plus, Blue's modifiers are crazy. You get Biting Drill out, you're just like, energy for 5/5.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, with the new masteries, do you think... The thing I like about the freezing of the masteries is you're going to see a whole lot of different decks because everybody that wasn't running... Well, even with Blue, they played Protective, Devious over Tag sometimes, over Perceptive. Enraged over the Ruthless most of the times if you're smart. It's going to open up a whole lot of different decks, and I think that's why they kind of did it around Worlds. So it's like there's no one set, oh, I'm bringing this deck to dominate. It's like you just need to think of everything.
Well, I remember like 5 or 6 years ago, I was playing a card game. I think it was Versus or something like that. Maybe 10 years ago now. Jeez, I'm old. Anyways, but I was reading something in like a Beckett or something that said every 1,000 cards, there is an unbeatable combo. Whether it's through a stasis card, like, you know, like they used actually masteries from Scorzi as an example, or something like Black Lotus and Magic and all that. Like, there are these cards that come out and they do this powerful combination that kind of just skews the game so much that it's unplayable. Mm-hmm. And so we're at that point in the game. We're at 1,200 cards now, I believe. And so those combos are going to start coming out. Mm-hmm. There's nothing we can do about it. But freezing the masteries was a step in the right direction. Mm-hmm. We've had them for 2 years now. Devious and Protective have proven to be the strongest. Enraged was getting up there with all the support they gave it. You know, after set 3, Enraged became playable again.
Empowered
became playable with Brawly because Brawly was just I'm burning you. And Adept was always playable. But it was just downturned because everybody was saying, I don't feel like getting like 10 drills out and milling you for 11 for free.
Eh. Unless you're playing 20.
Yeah. People did that. Except that it was you had to get to 3 and 20, right? That took a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always thought when Jordan used to say, you know, oh, they're going to do rotation. I was like, no, I don't want them to do rotation. But I think freezing the masteries is a good call.
Yeah. They might need to freeze certain other cards.
Yeah.
Like
maybe Hybrid Defense.
Hybrid Defense might need an Errata at the very least. There are a couple actually stronger ones. I don't know if you saw the new Namekian and stuff. There's an Energy Block with 3 Endurance to just Rejuve 3.
Yeah.
Just, oh.
I can't believe they got another Omni Block, though.
People keep saying that. I still haven't seen it. Is it like...
It's a rare.
It's an event.
Okay, so it's like a rare... Okay. Like, I was thinking, like, red Mouth Cannon or whatever that's called. They're like, if you control 3 drills, you know, stop an attack.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a straight-up stop an attack? It's not even, like, if you control, like, 5 Dragon Balls, stop an attack?
Yeah, I'll pull it up. Let me see.
Oh. Why?
It's because people just don't think Namek can't get enough love, I guess. I don't know.
Namek got the most love. They got the most broken mastery in the game. They had to ride it 7 times in order to make it not busted.
What's it called?
Namekian Barricade.
It's got what? Cell and... Oh no, Goku kicking Cell and he's blocking it?
Yeah. Event. Stop a physical or energy attack. If you do not control a Dragon Ball, search your life deck for an Earth Ball and place it into play.
What?
Rick hasn't seen it yet. Show him. Banish after use.
What? I'm just making faces at them now. I don't even...
The look of bewilderment is amazing.
Black still doesn't have an Omni Block, by the way. Black has to rely on enhanced reflexes to do anything.
And that kills itself.
Yeah. It vanishes. It's like...
Can't play that in a ball deck.
No. Oh, come on. Oh, I can't wait. Maybe Krillin Ball will be a thing again. I can see that. Go back to your subject before. Mm. I never saw it in play, but I could see it being just, because, you know, Red was doing it because every action I do is a crit, so I get my balls back. You can't really do nothing.
Yeah.
And so, Black, I can see doing that too, because now that they crit on 4, everything does 4 in the deck. Yeah. Or back in set one, because they were like, we're going to nerf the power level because the master gives it +1/+1. Because it did that in the first game.
And then there was that energy barrage or whatever that does six. Was 6 and 6 or something? 5 and 5?
Yeah. I don't know.
Black interceptor barrage or something.
Oh, yes. It does its energy for 4 and 4, and then the master made it do 5 and 5.
Yeah,
and
that's right.
Like, oh.
Yeah, there's another black rare, though, that it's the one with Hercule crushing the rock on his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have one somewhere.
And it's like a stare down, I want to say. It does something stupid.
When this card's discarded, remove it to make them discard a card.
Yeah.
And that's its parent effect. I don't even care what the other effect is.
Yeah.
Because it's just, look, it's Mantavious!
Yeah. Yep.
So what do you think about command nerf?
Oh, I love it.
It needed to be done. With all this new stuff coming out, like, just imagine Trunks in that.
Yeah.
First turn, oh, look, I just ranked up from discarding a card from my hand.
Yep.
And they get shuffled back in.
And they get shuffled back in, and I get a heal card.
Sam actually threw a fit when he saw that nerf.
Oh, yeah?
He was doing the dishes when I came home one day and said, so, you like that black command nerf? He's like, what are you talking about? And Jordan's like, yeah, you have to banish it now to gain the anger. And he, like, threw the forks down and just, like, stormed off. It's pretty funny.
You guys did this.
Yeah.
The forks did it.
Yes. Black Command is such an overpowered card. It's not even funny. I've seen Sam win a game without entering combat because he discarded 2 commands and just won.
I've done that, too, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just... because it goes back in. If it didn't go back in, it would have been fine. Which is what it is now. It's just get rid of it. You can still do it outside of combat, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
But just get rid of it, though.
Yeah.
It's one and done.
Yep.
There are cards to get it back, though, like...
Cooler can get it back.
From the banish? Yeah.
Yeah.
Goku could get it level 4.
Well, that's like when you're way up there, though.
Yeah, Cooler gets it back, so, you know. His deck isn't too ruined.
Yeah, it's fine.
You know, it's just not as busted.
It's not like they... smoothness drilled it and made it 1 per deck.
I wonder if they're going to lift that.
Yeah.
Because I think that made a huge change, making that limit 1. Because I don't think people ran it.
No. Not very many people did.
I saw one person run it at the regional, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, shit. Because I was like, I wasn't expecting it. I was like, oh, shit, he has a +1 advantage against me now. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
But nobody else really ran it.
Well, I think with Devious leaving, I think Smoothest Drill could come back to 3 per deck. Because it was that... what was killing it was a 5 card. Oh, okay, I'm going to ditch a card and make you go down a card.
Yes, that hurt it badly.
So they'd be holding on to 2. You'd most likely be down to 0. They enter with 5 and 3 advantage. Discard 2 to 4 advantage. And it's probably a corruption where you mill 2 anyway, so... Mm-hmm.
And even thinking about it, them having 3 cards and then you having 2 cards... you know you have to play one. Which card do you prefer to play? Because that other one's getting knocked out, and then you're no hand. You've got 2 or 3 attacks coming at you sometimes, and it was just crazy.
And Ginyu's use that 5 above. You can't Goldo.
Yeah. Oh, poor Ginyu. Turned Goldo into not being an action.
I remember in set 1, that was the general strategy. Like, I played orange, and I was like, I'm just going to keep a drill in my hand. Because I'll just discard it for the mastery. It's whatever. Yeah. And that's what you had to do. You had to keep a card that you were willing to ditch in order to get rid of it.
Yep.
Or to make the mastery.
Like, when you... you would draw your 3. You'd be like, okay, I've got a non-combat. Guess what I'm going to do when I enter?
Yeah.
I'm going to enter and then discard this non-combat and then laugh at him. Ha-ha.
You fell into my trap. Yeah. Even though your card combo is still way stronger than mine. Yeah.
Get this smug look on your face and then just get pounded.
Black Cooler is still going to be a thing. I went against Sam at the Vacaville Regional in round 3. And I put 2 defensive effects on him. Wall breaker, and that fool still ended up getting to level 3 and kicking the crap out of me.
Wow.
And it wasn't, like, I played against...
You ran defensive effects at the regional.
Yeah, I did.
Forgot about that.
Endurance 6?
Yeah, that's true.
Anger tech against an anger meta? Come on. I still couldn't believe it. He still whooped me. But I played against Jordan. I built the blue physical deck, and I was going to bring that to regionals until I played Jordan six times with Black Cooler, and I couldn't even come close to beating it. I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was a constant stage gain or what. I don't know. But I'm glad I switched back to the energy, and I still couldn't get past Sam, which he ended up going losing to Gustavo. What was his name?
Yeah.
Blue protective cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And that one was close. He actually had one. If he would have entered and used cooler power, he would have won. But he entered and stare-downed. So.
Yeah. The round two in the Dragon Prince, the guy was on going level four, and he did, like, Dashing Punch or something, and the guy played time, and he did forgot about going level four, which is just a constant freezing drill.
Yeah.
So he, you know, was like, oh, I lost, and he picked up his deck, and everybody in chat was like, no! Because after Dashing Punch, he was at four anger.
Uh-huh.
Or he was at two anger, Dashing Punch, or to three, and then the hit wouldn't put him at four. And the opponent had to skip, so he would have just put, like, Devastating Blow from his hand or something.
Yeah. And it
would have been fine.
Yeah.
Just weird.
It's crazy.
So who scooped? The Namekian?
It was Blue Goku versus Saiyan Rampaging Gohan. And the Rampaging Gohan scooped.
Oh, okay.
Because it was Orange Goku, excuse me. And, you know, Orange Goku goes, you mill for, like, 20.
Yeah.
And he was like, I had, like, two cards left. It's just, you're just going to mill me. It's gone.
Got it. Okay.
So, last year you predicted the winner would be Orange 20.
Right.
Do you have a prediction this year?
I can't say it because I don't want to ruin Rick's strategy.
Well, I don't know. It's, I want, the blog kind of ruined it. The blog was like, you should prep against this. I was like,
did they say that?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Most of the top Dragon Ball players that are going to be at Worlds think they're smarter than Panini.
So no, they're Panini, all conceited. Yeah.
Yeah. So what Panini posts on the blog, they're like, the lesser humans will tech against those, and I'll tech against something else.
Yeah.
So I think you should be fine.
Hopefully. No Ultra Rares, though, so that's not been
Do you need to borrow any?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine.
I think there's a new Ultra Rare that gives you four anger as a setup.
You mean Saiyan Rage?
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. Well, no, it should be a fun time. Like, I'm kind of really competitive when I get down to it, so I've been, like, freaking out about it for a while. I'm like, I have to win this. I have to show everybody my balls and all of this on stream. And it's just, But yeah, got the plane ticket, got the hotel, got a plan to get in there and out and all that. And I'm just like, well, I'm just going to eat at the food court because, you know, it's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember last year they had Dragon Ball themed food, which was awesome.
I did have to take a survey to get to see what I wanted for lunch. So they are serving lunch.
Okay.
So, which is cool.
What'd you pick?
It was like pastrami and rye or something.
Oh, heck yeah. They had a Vegeta fajita burrito. They had Super Saiyan fries.
Yeah.
And some other.
They had Dragon Ball cupcakes, I think.
Yeah, they're selling for like $3, and the cupcakes were like that big.
Yeah.
They're a size of Earth balls, not Namek balls.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Earth balls?
I love them.
They're weird.
They are weird.
I love the Earth ball too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, especially going against like Krillin or Nappa or somewhere where you don't need them on that level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Earth balls definitely are weird. That's a good way to describe them.
Yeah, and they're kind of cool because a friend at my locals plays Radiant Slug, and he's like, oh, ha, 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 and look at all the Earth Dragon Balls. And I'm like, that's cool, but I'm going to free cap one, and this one says shuffle that one back in. And when I get this one, I get to do all this weird crap, and then I'll take that one, and that one says shuffle it back in, mm-hmm. and then all this crap, and then at the end of my turn, I'll shuffle your ball six back in, and I'll heal one.
Doesn't one ball, like, let you give control to your opponent or something?
No, okay. So, ball one is when it's captured, put it back into the bottom of your deck. I want to say five says just shuffle a ball back into the deck, you know, mill or remove three from a discard pile. Ball six says put it at the bottom to heal one. So it's just this weird thing of if you capture the balls, they just go away. which Namek didn't have. And if they probably designed the mastery around it, because let's be honest, the mastery's power go get a Dragon Ball is crazy. But the balls balance it out by just, you know, going in, coming back out. But I don't see it in other styles.
Have you seen Radiant with Namek balls played?
No, because the mastery doesn't really help again. I think the mastery is both Earth and Earth. Yeah. If you have three Earth, do plus two life cards. If you have if you have less than three Earth, go get an Earth.
I think it's less than three balls, not Earth.
I thought it was Earth. Yeah. I thought it only catered to Earth balls.
I'll look it up. But that's the only reason I thought to play the Namekian balls was because it let you search one, but maybe I'm wrong.
I haven't seen a new rule book. Did they say you could only have one set of Earth and one set of Namek? Can you have all 14 in your deck?
No, you can only have one. Well, that's just me going off of Scorzi. I'm pretty sure you can only have one set.
I saw it in someone asked that question already. And I think, I don't know if they referenced the rule book, but.
Oh, this rule book.
They might have said it back in set 4, because that's when they teased the Dragon Ball, the Earth Dragon Balls first. And I went a whole year to get the Earth Dragon Balls.
Yeah, the second part of Radiant says if you have less than three balls, you could search for a ball.
Oh, so it's any ball. Mm-hmm. So get ball one.
Yeah.
Or ball six.
Ball one or six.
Woof.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's gross. You know, I would like my experience is the Namek Dragon Balls are just better.
Yeah.
Because they do more things, but they're also. Like, the Earth Dragon Balls getting captured is fine. You don't care.
Yeah, you don't.
Because you just go get them back. But when you lose a Namek Dragon Ball, it's game-breaking. You know what I mean?
And now it's, you don't have that protection of the old mastery where it cannot be crit. Now it can, so.
Yeah. Knowledge was crazy about that. I always hated that.
Yeah, so did I.
Like, and I played the Mickey, and, you know, I was like, set one, I had six friends, and we all picked the style, and we all went in, and I picked the Mickey, and, you know, in the print and starter decks, the Mickey was fine. The Mickey was like, oh, I kind of get some anger, and I, you know, kind of get a couple balls out, and it's fine, and use mostly just heal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the set one came out, and it was just bonkers. It was just, you have to beat me in 25 turns, go.
Yep.
Because I'll just pass. I'll just pass and just gain an anger, sometimes two anger from passing, and just, you suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's only one set each, so you could only run Namek or Earth. You can't mix them.
Well, that'd be cool if you could mix them, like, Namek won!
What about the Hercule clarification? That came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting that.
I was. I figured they'd roll as a Dragon Ball thing, too, because, you know.
Yeah.
People were worried that it would just lock them, and then I was like, but usually don't you build decks with two or three victory conditions in mind? I understand, like, building a deck all around beatdown, but you should also try to anger out while you're beating down or trying to get all the balls out. Like Slug Radiant now lets you beat down and get the balls out. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weirdest thing ever, because set one had two attacks that get a Dragon Ball, and set six had an attack that said go get a Dragon Ball, and this one has an attack that says go get a Dragon Ball.
They have, like, multiple.
Oh, yeah.
They're, like,
specifically Earth Dragon Balls.
Yeah.
Or, like, give your opponent, like, two Dragon Balls and then shuffle a Dragon Ball on the play and then get another ball out. And you're like, what?
At the end of combat, shuffle it back in.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Yeah, Namekian Ending.
Yeah.
That's my favorite card in the whole set, because it's, like, oh, I need one ball. Get it?
Yeah, and it's not even limit one per deck.
No, it's not limit one per deck, and it says at the end of the turn, put it back in. But if you have six balls, if you're like, go get it.
Yeah, you win.
Whatever, I don't care. Game's over, I don't have to shuffle nothing.
That's crazy.
Yeah. No, I think this set is very good. It's a return to form, I would say. But sometimes the combos that I've been seeing are kind of ridiculous. But when you put it with, like, other combos, it's fine. You know what I mean? Like, the Resolute Goku, people are like, oh, no, he's going to draw, like, 10 cards. I'm like, yeah, but you can't really one-turn kill anybody, no matter what anybody on Retro says, you know?
Not really, no.
Like, they're like, oh, yeah, I can put this and play Double Strike like six times in a combat. I'm like, okay, but, you know, my deck should have endurance and I should stop about half of them.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. So, like, I understand what you're saying, but...
It's not possible unless you're playing both decks and you set it up perfectly where...
Yeah, set one has no endurance. This deck has no endurance. This deck says energy attack for free doing 10 each attack, and I drew 6 of them.
Yeah. That's the only way.
Yeah. Wasn't there a card in, like, Score Z? It was, like, Straining Spirit Ball move? Didn't it do, like, a whole... But it was, like, mill 10 to do 20 to your opponent, and you can make it unstoppable?
The Straining Spirit Ball move was a Goku-only card. 10 life cards.
Was that the movie subset?
Yeah, 10 life cards. You can't do any more actions. Destroy all non-combats. Lower yourself to 0. It was crazy. Like, it was such a huge disadvantage to just get rid of 10 life cards.
Yeah. It was unstoppable if you had the drill out. But, so, like, my Scorzy experience stops at Cell Games.
Mm.
And it picks it back up at, like, the end of GT. I got in, like, right when GT was like, look, this red deck has an infinite attack.
Yeah.
When I play this card, I heal one. Whenever you rejuvenate during combat, it's an attack, put it in your hand.
Yeah.
Take two.
GT2 is so stupid.
I did like its effect, though. To remove 10 cards to rank up. Mm-hmm. I thought that was way better than Anger. Because, you know, you beat the shit out of your opponent and you didn't kill him, and then all of them, boom, rank up. They're like, okay, I'm back in the game. I can start doing things again.
Yeah, that's true.
But if you take, like, 40 in the first turn in this game, which, not impossible, but, you know, very unlikely, you're just SOL. There's kind of no recovering from that.
Yeah. The blue physical Ginyu could do that.
Well, I'm sure Namekian could, too, because of all the healing and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I drew into 3 hybrid defenses.
Ugh, I hate that card. I've seen so much of that card at the last tournament, I hate that card now.
Yeah.
Too bad Surprise Attack can't get rid of styled cards, because that'd be one of them.
Yeah. Man, if Surprise Attack would just get rid of any card, that'd be like a $100 rare.
Even Dragon Balls.
Oh, yeah.
Even personalities.
Oh. Main personalities. Main personalities. Remove your 3 and 4. Yeah. Get rid of them. I don't want them.
Especially with Cell level 3 and 4. I hate Cell level 3 and 4. They're so good. The old ones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember prepping against the 3 because the 3 was physical for 7 life. And you're like, what? Oh, it's unpreventable. What?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I get to remove 5 at the end of turn to go up to level 4.
Yeah, 5 of yours.
Yeah.
Yours.
Yeah.
So that time you just played, if it's not going back, it's getting banished.
Oh, yeah. And your 6 conference, you cheating bastard.
Well, with Android 16, you could run 3 stare downs.
Don't even mention Android 16. He's dead. He needs a new level 1.
He got
badly.
Head smashed by Salt's foot.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't get a new level 1. Yeah. Like I said, you know, last time he was relevant.
Didn't they come out with something on the blog where they said, this is why you should play 16, but he still sucks?
Yeah.
Yes. It was a whole blog dedicated to why he was fine.
Yeah, why he was just okay.
Yeah. No, it was hyping him up. It was like, he's like the perfect personality. We don't understand why people aren't playing him. He should be the number 1. Cell should, like, be sucking his dick. You know, he should be the best because you can play 6 stare downs.
Yeah. And then, but he's not that good.
Yeah. We understand you guys like actions on level 1s, but, you know, I think he's fine.
Yeah, no.
Oof. You know, I can see people saying action level 1, but if their continuous effect is good enough, you know.
Yeah.
Don't even care.
Yep. There's some pretty good continuous level 1s out there.
Oof. So what do you guys think about Tao? I think he's terrible. I think he's the worst personality I think I've ever seen and the biggest trap.
Yeah. I mean, his puzzle card's, like, good for getting out of combat, but that's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's an omni-block, and if you play it as an event, it, you know. But at the end of the day, I just look at him and go, that is the biggest trap person I've ever seen. Because he'll mill you for like 10 or 20. Mm-hmm. But that's all he can do. And mm-hmm. his power level is A the entire time.
Yeah.
And P beats are still a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're taking 10, friend. Like, whenever somebody even looks at you,
fight. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sure, you have an extra Omni block, but are you going to draw it?
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing that I don't think people understand. Like, your name cards can be the best in the game, but if you don't draw it, they're just useless.
And if you're going...
Or a surprise attack.
Yeah. If you're going up against a deck that doesn't run allies, I mean, your level one's pretty garbage, so...
Yeah.
And what, people run maybe six to, on average, maybe even like 4 to 8 allies. What's the odds of draining them so you gain your anger to level two? It's...
Yeah. Level 3 is interesting because it can get Dragon Balls on your side of the field.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening.
No.
I don't see them getting a 3. I don't see them staying a 3. I don't see them living.
Yeah.
Because I just see it and I go, that is the most... Not even a glass cannon. It's just glass.
Yeah.
That already has a crack in it.
Yeah. And it's... He's an A, so that's a big disadvantage right there.
Yeah, Roshi could do it. Roshi and Yamcha can do it. Yamcha had a stop on his level one. Just energy attack, hit. Nobody's going to stop him.
No
one's going to stop a 2. Mm-mm. That's stupid, unless you have time. And then, so, you know, he has a free P-block, which helps.
Yep.
Roshi was just prevent all damage. It was...
Yeah, and put a setup down.
And gain 2 anger.
Yeah.
And my setup says stop an attack.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And I think Roshi's and Yamcha's name cards are what make them really good, too.
Oh, yeah. The Slumber and Backstrike, and then, you know, the Omni Block for Yamcha, and then this Pass 2. I still can't believe that's still Pass 2.
Yeah.
Like, I figure since, like, the new set is, like, a bunch of skip,
yeah,
they would just go, oh, look, skip.
Yeah.
Skip to Dula. But no, it's still Pass, and... I understand they wanted to be a combat ender, but because it's in combat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just weird. And I like the weird things they're doing, but the weird things they're doing aren't strong enough, and none of it is good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I had a while back when I was testing for the regional, to do a blue Brawly. And the deck was all the give your opponent anger so that you could trigger the level 3 or 2 to make them take 7 and then use the double up.
Yeah.
So they take 14 stages just when they rank up because you rank them up.
Yeah.
And then all the other effects that kick off when you do that.
Yeah.
So, like, I think there's one that set them to 0.
Yeah.
The injured headbutt. And there's also, like, get rid of everything in play and a couple of other things. But... it just didn't work out because it was just weird.
Yeah. And if they're going to try to do something zany with personalities, you've got to at least give it a chance to go against, like, Brawly or the Coolers. Mm-hmm. It's like they don't have a chance to go against those decks, I don't think.
No. Why, like I said before, the reason why Yamcha and Roshi were able to survive is because they had prevent alls and blocks.
Mm-hmm.
They could do it. But... With what's happening right now, it's just... No, I don't think... I think Tao will just get his face punched in every 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And he's just a perfect trap personality. People go, look at this. I get to mill them. I get to banish a card every time I play a card.
Yeah.
That's good, right? No, it was never good. Wheelo was never good.
Yeah.
It's meh.
Yeah.
It's a trap. And they should have done something else with that personality.
Yeah. Or brought another, more personalities on board.
Different, maybe a Hero 18 would have been nice. A Hero 16.
Yeah.
And his power was still, you know, hey, look, I can still play villain cards.
Yeah.
That would have been fine.
Yeah. Because I was thinking, 18, she's not a hero, and I don't think they're ever going to make her one.
Well, World Games. Well, she's a hero for money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Pay me.
Yeah.
No. Pay me. Oh. Okay.
Do you think they're going to bring Majin Vegeta back as a villain?
They'd have to.
Yeah.
I think he'd be Majin Vegeta. He wouldn't be Vegeta, so you can mix him with his level with a set one stack. But it'll probably be... you're probably right. We'll bring him back and he'll be Majin Vegeta. They're going to do it. I mean, like, honestly... Didn't... wasn't he an ultra rare in the Bobbity Saga, his level 1 and his level 5?
Yeah.
But he didn't have any other levels, right?
He did. As commons and uncommons.
I see. Now that's a cash grab. Yeah. That's the ultimate cash grab. Like, people are like, oh, look, Panini literally came out with an ultra rare that can stop an ultra rare.
Yeah.
That's not a cash grab. Going a whole personality is an ultra rare. And until next set, when he's a starter personality, you have to, you know, get this ultra rare that's one every case. That was Scorzi, yeah, right? Scorzi was like one every case was an ultra rare.
And they did have a level 1 rare in the previous, in World Games. He had the preview for Bobby.
Oh, did they? Yeah. Okay, so it wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
If you wanted to play 5 levels, then yeah, you needed it.
You know, I did play World Games. I remember getting a box and it being being so mad because it was like my Christmas present. It's like, yeah, I got a box of World Games, Sonic, the newest set. It was just terrible.
It was.
I was like, this is terrible. I hate this game. I'm leaving.
It was the worst set out of all of them. They tried to reverse the mastery, so blue was anger, red was anti-anger.
It was cool, but it wasn't done correctly.
No, it wasn't. It was just so weird.
Sand was draw a card to prevent 4/4. Like, come on.
Yes, and I hated that mastery because Cell Games and Sand Saga were still allowed. So it was like, draw a card, lose 4. Discard a card, draw 2.
Yep.
Oof. Love Cell Saiyan.
Yeah,
with Goku level 1, his powers just draw.
Yeah. That mastery, the World Games, has the picture of the Great Saiyan Man on it too.
Yeah. Ugh. And it's funny because now the prevent 4 thing is fine.
Oh yeah.
But back then it was like terrible.
Yeah.
Just terrible. Heat Seeking Blast, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, and they had blue Heat-Seeking Blast, too.
Did they?
Yep. I think it's an energy for 4. If it's stopped, they melt you.
Yeah, something crazy like that. It was still stoppable.
My favorite was in GT. They came out with a blue mastery that was all your stuff cost, like, -2 and did, like, +3.
Yeah.
Because everything in GT was, like, 7 stages and, like, did 20 life cards.
20 life, yep. I went to a regional in Scorzi when GT was out, and I was running Krillin, I think. Freestyle Krillin. And I got stunned playing against a blue 17 energy beatdown deck and lost in one turn because he hit me with 3 17 life card attacks.
My favorite was we had to open a box during the Cell Game Saga. And a friend, well, you know, that guy that you know at the store, he goes, I'm going to play a deck. And he reveals it, and it's Raditz from Set 1. You're like, what? And then he goes stunned, Cosmic Backlash. And that was the first time. That was like when the combo was starting to come out. Yeah. You know? And everybody was playing Piccolo, Krillin, or Trunks. Yeah. And so he just wrecked the entire turn. He won a box tournament with Raditz. Just nice. Stunning and Cosmic Backlashing.
Wow.
It was the best. He could have picked any other personality and done the same thing, but he was like, no, I'm going to do it with Raditz.
Throw you off your game.
Yeah. Could have done it with, like, set 1 Piccolo, which is draw a bomb card and discard a pile, or Vegeta, which was just stop anything, including Heat Seeking Blast. Ignore the energy attack.
Yeah, just ignore it.
Ignore it. Does that mean it's my turn now? Yeah, I ignored it.
Yeah.
I love their wording.
Oh, that was
funny. I still remember Black Takedown, Zero. Every time you play an attack, draw a card. Goku's physical being infinite. Those were the days. You guys think like this stuff now is broken? Imagine being like a 10-year-old and being like, look at this cool combo. I place attack, I draw the bottom card, LS that attack again. It stays on the table, and I keep doing it over and over again for like 7 power stages.
Until you die.
Yeah. Boop, 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 boop. Oh, and every time I attacked you, I drew a card.
Yeah. Oh, man. So broken.
Yeah. I wish they would come back with I think it was called Black Knuckle Duster? No, it might not be it. It was an energy for 3. Did 6/3. And it was my favorite attack in the entire game. Because that's when the new... that's when Black Style Master came out and did 2/2. So it was an energy for 8 doing 5 doing.
I think energy cost Kai on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's black something kick, I think.
Was it black something? I thought they had knuckle in it.
Maybe.
But that's the best thing about Scorza too, is like they'd be like saying energy or like saying kick and it'd be that weird Saiyan guy doing pinpoint blasts with Victor.
Yeah.
Like saying forward kick. Beep.
Yeah.
Yeah, red reverse or black reverse chop, and it's just got a Goku smiling on it, or black's axial kick.
Yeah.
Goku's just smiling on the picture with Gregory.
Yeah, that those were the days.
Man, did you ever hear about Score? They got like embezzled from like their own partners and whatever, and just I died. Heard
something like that.
Yeah, it was bad.
I remember they came out with the Buffy the Vampire Slayer game.
Yeah.
And I still have a promo card called Dusted. It's when Buffy stakes the vampire and they turn to dust. Should look up, see how much that bad baby's worth.
The girlfriend and I just started watching Angel.
Oh, yeah?
So we're like, yeah.
Have you seen it before?
I watched, like, the last season because there was a puppet episode. And I was like, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched that season, but I didn't watch anything before, so it's all a surprise. It's great because I forgot everything that happened.
Yep.
Because that was, like, 10 years ago, and I was like, oh, this shit's crazy.
Yeah. I like Lauren.
He is the best character.
Yeah.
Because that's what I said. I was like, this is the first episode, I'm like, where's Lauren?
Yeah.
Where's the best character?
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, we're in season 3 at the end of it, and he still doesn't have a title card, even though he's in every episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, they don't like him.
Yeah.
That poor actor. Who died.
Did he?
Yeah.
Suicide?
No, like, year after filming stopped, he, you know that thing that killed Iwata? You know, the weird sinus thing, and it just...
Oh.
That killed him. Yeah.
Poor Lauren.
Yeah. He was the best.
Are we going to dedicate this episode to him?
We can.
I mean, you guys are like over here gushing about Lauren.
You don't like Lauren?
No, Lauren is... I like Lauren. He's funny.
That's what podcasts do. We talk about old stuff. We were talking about Scorsese. What do you expect? We're like, what else was around Scorsese? Buffy and Angel. There we go. Yep.
Dusted. Dang, remember when Yu-Gi-Oh! Packs came out? They were like $15 a pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you found them at 7-Eleven for like $2.
Yeah. First edition Legend of Blue Eyes. Guy down the street selling them for... Down the street from A-Firm selling them for $3.99. So, and I found a secret rare in one of them. That was pretty cool.
The Dragon Champion?
Trihorn Dragon.
Trihorn Dragon, that's right.
That's one everybody wanted. They're like, Blue Eyes, whatever. This one's cool. Broken combos in that set was Flew the Sun and Dragon and getting two Blue Eyes out and everybody going, what?
Yeah.
Why didn't I draw my trap hole?
Yeah, that I like that how if like you had the money, you could like be like Kaiba and buy all the Blue Eyes dragons up and just run those.
Yeah. Yep. We're getting too nostalgic now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the game as it is right now, you know. I haven't really played any, like, super serious games or anything like that, so I'm kind of worried about that for Worlds, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I think I'll do fine. I think I'm going to go 4-2... Maybe 3-3. I think I'll do something like that. Because that's where the surprise wears off with the deck. Like, you know what to do against it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if I surprise you, ooh.
That surprise factor.
Yeah.
I remember an orange Raditz deck got me because I didn't know what their deal was.
It
got
Wait, me. Was that against me?
No.
No?
This was over in Vacaville against Mark Johnson.
Oh.
It was at the Godku tournament. That nice. Godku tournament, and I was like, what is this? And I couldn't do anything. I just didn't know what to do. Another big surprise deck was Wheelo when it first came out. I think that's how Jordan got top 16 or top 8.
Yeah, I think everyone was expecting to play it in black, and then blue came out, and blue was like, I stop all your attacks, and you got a mill every time I stop. Yeah. And I was like, oh, crap. And I got to heal one with, what's it called? the drill that says whenever you stop, you heal one.
Positioning.
Positioning, yeah.
Yep.
So it was a see, the slow-mo is fine. I can see slow-mo, but...
Yeah.
Don't like Tao.
Yep. Not making anything will crush Tao, so...
Yeah.
Ooh, Tao mirror match.
Ooh!
Just flip a coin.
Who gets their effect off first? Neither of us? The draw.
Yeah. So I guess that'll do it for episode 29 of Pod ZCCG. Until next time, keep rocking the dragon.